Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a tiny spacecraft, no larger than a compact car, gliding silently through the void, then gently latching onto another satellite with a precision measured in centimeters per second. That is exactly what India achieved in mid-January 2026, becoming the fourth nation on Earth to demonstrate autonomous space docking. What is space docking, you may ask? It is the process of connecting to spacecraft while they are orbiting the Earth or any other celestial body through either fully autonomous or remotely commanded rendezvous and physical coupling. This capability underpins several critical activities. First, it allows the assembly and resupply of crewed space stations. Every module of the International Space Station and China's Tiangong has been delivered and attached by docking. Second, it is essential for deep space crewed missions, where lunar or Martian voyages will require the orbital assembly of multiple modules that cannot be launched in a single launch vehicle. Third, sample return missions depend on docking. A surface ascent vehicle must rendezvous with an orbiting return vehicle, as planned for Chandrayaan 4. Fourth, satellite servicing and refueling, a burgeoning commercial market, relies on the ability to approach, attach to, and transfer propellant or hardware to an operational satellite. Finally, there are military dimensions, ranging from on-orbit inspection to the deployment of co-orbiting platforms for classified operations. The mission that demonstrated this mastery is called the Space Docking Experiment, or SPADEX. Launched aboard the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle C-60, the 61st flight of India's workhorse PSLV, on the 31st of December 2025, from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota, the two spacecraft, STX-01, the Chaser, and STX-02, the Target, were placed into a roughly 470-kilometer circular orbit. After release, the pair were initially a few kilometers apart, then deliberately drifted apart to about 20 kilometers through a series of phasing maneuvers. From there, the Chaser began a methodical closing sequence. First, it reduced the gap from 20 kilometers to 5 kilometers in what is termed the far approach phase. Next, it narrowed the distance to 1.5 kilometers, the intermediate approach. Then it closed to 500 meters, the near approach, before finally making contact and capturing the target. On the 16th of January 2026, the Chaser successfully latched onto the target, proving that India's autonomous rendezvous guidance and docking mechanism works flawlessly. What followed the docking was equally important. The mission plan called for power transfer between the docked pair, a demonstration that the two vehicles could share electrical resources. It also intended to undock and then redock, showing that the system could be used repeatedly. Finally, the combined spacecraft would perform attitude control as a single unit, a critical capability for any future space station module that must maintain orientation while docked. These post-docking demonstrations are intended to certify India's readiness for the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, the nation's own modular space station program. Now let us turn to the historical context. Before SPADEX, only three countries had demonstrated autonomous docking. The United States first achieved it on the 16th of March, 1966, when Gemini 8, piloted by Neil Armstrong, docked with an Agena target. The Soviet Union followed with the historic Soyuz 4 and Soyuz 5 crew transfer in January 1969. China entered the club much later, when Shenzhou 8 docked with Tiangong 1 in November 2011. India's successful docking on the 16th of January 2026 thus makes it the fourth nation to master this critical technology. Why did it take so long? Docking demands ultra-precise orbital mechanics. The relative closing speed must be controlled to within a few centimeters per second even when the spacecraft are hundreds of kilometers from ground control. The onboard guidance, Navigation and control system must operate autonomously because the signal travel time makes real-time ground commands impractical at close range. ISRO developed the entire stack indigenously, a testament to its engineering depth. How does this capability feed into India's upcoming missions? First, the Gagnyaan program, India's human spaceflight endeavor, envisions a 3-day crewed flight in a 400-kilometer low-Earth orbit, launched on the Launch Vehicle Mark 3, formerly known as GSLV-MKI. Four Indian Air Force pilots, trained both in Russia at the Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center and in India, will occupy the ISRO-built crew module. While the initial Gagnyaan flight does not require docking, future expanded missions, including a permanent orbital outpost and a crewed lunar rendezvous, will rely on the docking technology proven by SpaceX. Second, Chandrayaan 4, the planned lunar sample return mission, will consist of 5 modules: an ascent module, propulsion module, lander, re-entry module, and a transfer module. After the lander collects up to 3 kilograms of lunar soil, the ascent module must rendezvous and dock with the transfer module orbiting the Moon, directly employing the autonomous docking capability demonstrated by SpaceX. This mission is targeted for launch around 2028. Third, the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, India's own space station, aims for its first module to be launched by 2028, with full operational status by 2035. The station, with a mass of about 52 tons, will orbit at roughly 400 kilometers, host 3 to 4 astronauts for 15 to 20 day stays, and provide multiple docking ports for Gagnyaan crew vehicles and cargo ships. The SpaceX experiments certify the docking mechanisms that will enable these future connections. Now, let us consider the broader ecosystem. The Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, or INSPACA, was set up in 2020 under the Department of Space to promote and regulate private sector participation. The 2020 INSPACA Act opened the door for private companies to build rockets, satellites, and even operate spaceports. In 2022, the draft India Space Policy paved the way for private launch vehicles such as Skyroot Aerospace's Vikramis, which became the first private Indian rocket to reach space in November 2022, and the Vikram-1 orbital mission in 2023. In 2024, Agnikul Cosmos successfully tested a semi-cryogenic engine and flew an orbital mission. New Space India Limited, ISRO's commercial arm, now handles satellite communications, remote sensing data, and launch services. Mastering docking through SpaceX opens a new commercial avenue, in-orbit satellite servicing, a market estimated at $3 billion per year, which India can now tap for both domestic and international customers. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number: the docking was achieved on the 16th of January 2026, making India the fourth country after the United States in 1966, the USSR Russia in 1969, and China in 2011. The mission name is Space Docking Experiment, launched on the 31st of December 2025 by PSLV-C60 from Sriharikota. The two spacecraft, STX-01, the Chaser, and STX-02, the Target, each weighed about 220 kilograms and orbited at approximately 470 kilometers. The docking sequence moved from 20 kilometers to 5 kilometers, then to 1.5 kilometers, then to 500 meters, before contact. The Gagnyaan crewed mission will use the LVM-3 launch vehicle, carry 4 IAF pilots, and target a 400-kilometer orbit for 3 days, with the first crewed flight expected in 2,627 after uncrewed test flights. Chandrayaan 4 will involve 5 modules and require lunar-bid docking, slated for around 2028. The Bharatiya Antariksh Station will have a total mass of about 52 tons, orbit at 400 kilometers, host 3 to 4 astronauts, and aim for its first module in 2028 and full operation by 2035. INSPACE, established in 2020, enables private sector participation, while New Space India Limited serves as ISRO's commercial arm. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, keep these quick facts ready. SpadeX was launched on PSLV-C60 on 30th December 2025. Docking occurred on 16th January 2026. India became the fourth docking-capable nation. The other three countries are the United States, the USSR, Russia, and China, with their first dockings in 1966, 1969, and 2011 respectively. For Gaganyaan, note the LVM-3 launch vehicle, the four IAF pilots, the 400-kilometer orbit, and the training in Russia. For Chandrayaan-4, remember the five-module architecture and the necessity of lunar bit docking. For the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, recall the 2028 first module target, the 52-ton mass, and the multiple docking ports. And for the commercial ecosystem, remember InSpace 2020 establishment and the private launch milestones of Skyroot's Vikramis and Vikram 1, as well as Agnikul's semi-cryogenic engine test. In the mains, you can discuss how India's space program has evolved from a pure scientific endeavor to a strategic and commercial enabler. SpadeX serves as a technology demonstrator that bridges the gap between ISRO's research heritage and the emerging private sector, facilitated by INSPACE and New Space India Limited. You may also explore the security dimension of autonomous docking, the economic potential of in-orbit servicing, and the role of such capabilities in achieving long-term goals like a permanent space station and crewed lunar missions. In sum, the successful SpadeX docking not only places India among an elite group of spacefaring nations but also unlocks the pathway for ambitious programs such as Gaganyaan, Chandrayaan-4, and the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, while simultaneously opening a lucrative commercial market through private sector participation. This milestone underscores how space technology is becoming an integral part of India's scientific, strategic, and economic future.